Blog Talk Radio.
And there was a place to feed it right here, right now. Straight up. My word. Dollhouse Radio. Shout out to Indio Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will, turn up your radio. This is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. Indio Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max.
Damn. Yeah, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You tuned in live. We're all talk no filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio, baby. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ. _STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. We do follow back. And get at us at Dollhouse Radio. That's Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up for y'all. Man, we gonna have to take y'all to church today, baby. On this Sunday, fun day. Hey, what's the word? My girl Nisi, that dude, my dude, Rap Star 412. What's the deal?
What's up? What's up, everybody? What's up on this Sunday with all the fuckery up in this motherfucker? What's good, man? What's good?
Niecy, you feeling that? Niecy ass.
No.
She says she's getting sick. It's that time
shit.
Of year.
Get that airborne.
I got some. It just didn't help. Ain't iron low. Oh shit! I don't know if it's allergies or it's a cold, but I'm tired of this shit in my stomach that I've set the entire day.
Damn.
You need some touch.
Tired. Day. Cold as hell. I just want to turn the heat up.
It's cold. It's cold up there.
No, I don't know. Shit, I'm cold.
I mean, like, I'm freezing, like, so, like, ice.
Oh, you probably got the chills then. Damn.
What?
He said you probably got the chills. You got the chills?
Yeah, you probably got the chills.
I don't know, but I'm sick of this shit.
That's horrible. Horrible. Got them. Man, you got to
feel better.
She always gets sick this time of year, though. Every year she gets sick around this time. And then she go, next week she going on the ground.
Yep.
Going to be on the road again?
I usually get sick when I come back, but that shit. Before and when I come back, so I already know what is in store. When I get back, I'll probably be damn near dead. I don't know. I go to doctors. I have my family. practitioner Tuesday, so I'm gonna go in there and tell that bitch I'm about to die.
Shit. They know you know damn well, Niecy, you got so much fight in you, dog. It ain't enough bulls in New York State to pull your ass down.
I am so sick of this shit, man. My immune system, it's that iron deficiency, because I tested my iron yesterday, and my iron is low. I don't get it. I don't understand. I'm eating salads. I'm eating all the goddamn vegetables. I'm doing
take a supplement. Do you take a supplement?
I do, chewables. I only can take the chewable because the other ones is sulfur in them. The gummy bear ones are chewable. Yeah, like a kid. Because the other ones have too much sulfur. And I'm allergic to sulfur.
Punkish. Punkin, I hope you feel better. You got to get better.
That don't even make no sense to be big as I am and have an iron deficiency. Like, how the fuck does this happen?
Five don't have nothing to do with it. They ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired.
Right.
I just don't need it to get bad as, you know, everything got last year. That's all.
You need
to
get somebody to
see you. I do. I drink orange juice every morning.
You get you some cranberry juice?
No, I ain't got no cranberry juice, but I'll get
see,
some of mine.
You tripping that cranberry, flush it on the bottom of there, get all that, you know, get some toxins up out of there. You know?
Uh-huh.
But, look, we going to go ahead real quick and get them Dalhouse announcements, and we be back, man, because you know where the fuck do they do this at? Let's get these Dalhouse.
I
want to
know.
We be right back. Let's go.
You are tuned in to Dalhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dalhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dalhouse_radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Yeah. Hey. If you just not tuning in, you heard live or All Talk No Filter on Dalhouse Radio. Get at us, man. 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, push the 1 and we got you. But where they do that at?
I don't want to know where the fuck they do that anywhere, man. Yo, this week, man, the fuckery been outrageous, man. The fuckery, man. Something wrong with some motherfuckers out there, man. Y'all make me want to just log the fuck off out of Facebook, Twitter, everything, because y'all niggas be just posting any and everything. Y'all disgusting. Y'all nasty. Your mom should be ashamed. But let me go in.
Damn.
All right, so this I'm gonna go into this one. Both stories. Everybody been talking about it, but the story right here, everybody know this Texas pastor David E. Wilson. He was a pastor who got caught and exposed on camera for performing fellatio on a woman. Now, the weird thing about it is when I looked at the source and everything like that, it was crazy because people thought it was, you know, his wife, and they like, yo, he's really like, you know, going in, like he was really actually, you know, getting a meow meow, you know. So come to find out, it wasn't his wife. It wasn't his wife. It was somebody in the congregation, and it's allegedly his wife's best friend's daughter.
Oh my.
This went viral, and you and y'all motherfuckers, y'all probably seen the video. I haven't seen the video. I just heard talk of it and everything like that. You know, I heard of it. There's a lot of things that I hear, and I just don't actually look at it.
What do you mean you didn't see it? How you didn't
see
it?
I didn't see it. I didn't see it. Like, I didn't see it, you know?
I sent it to you.
You sent me some other.
That was something else.
You sent me some other shit. You sent me some other shit I'm going to talk about later. But I'm talking about the pastor who was, giving this woman oral sex and everything like that. And you stupid motherfucker, why would you even... First of all, I just want to say that where they do that at, if you want to do that, right, you a pastor and you are a husband, and you are kind of a respected person of the community. Now, I don't like church or none of that shit religion. That has nothing to do with me, but I'm just saying you are a leader in the community that you have to set examples for everyone to follow, and you out there committing adultery, which is a part of the Ten Commandments. Nigga, why would you have your face all in the fucking video, man? Super motherfucker. Where the fuck they do that at? Stupid motherfuckers.
They talking about your box eating skills at that. They was like, what is this dude doing? First of all, if you're going to go into the camera and you want to get to, he looking in the camera. You know what I'm saying? So if you're going to look in the camera, I'm going to need you to make sure that your box eating skills is like 110. If you all in the camera, like, you know what I'm saying, like you was on Pornhub or some shit. But my thing is, I'm going to tell you why this doesn't surprise me. This doesn't surprise me because if you think about it, half of the shit that goes down that's so fucked up and corrupt, the sex, all that shit, be in the church. You know how many across the nation, dog, you know how many church members is fucking each other and they married? You can have a motherfucker that you and the wife is cool and the husband's cool. Y'all go out, y'all kick it. But as soon as you fly to town or as soon as you got to go to a convention, they're fucking. This does not surprise me. My thing is, if you don't want it out there, don't do it on camera. Because once it's in the cloud, it's in the cloud. I say this all the time. Once in the cloud, it's in the motherfucking cloud. I mean, but the fact that he did it doesn't surprise me, but
this
I don't know what to say
on.
About
yeah.
it not being. I'm a little surprised, especially if it's not your wife. First of all, wait a minute. If you're glorifying it, like this nigga looking all in the camera like, yeah, I got that. Y'all see me. But you know that's not your
no
wife.
No shame
and
in his
name. Gonna get out, though? That's crazy. You had to have known. Come on, that's the biggest gossip box in the world is the church. The church ladies that got the hats nailed up in that motherfucker every Sunday clucking like some chickens at some feed, you know it's finna get out. And then you all
man,
in the camera.
Man, fuck the church. That nigga trending on Twitter, son. He's trending everywhere. Like, you just go in a search engine of Google and just type pastor, his name, his whole name comes the fuck up. Like, yo, but to be real, I ain't even gonna lie. When I was researching what was going on, and I seen a lot of tutorials and a lot of reactions and videos, there was a lot of women who were saying that, you know, he looked like he was doing a good job. A lot of guys was like, yo, I salute you. You know, you look like you know what you were doing and everything like that. Like I said, I didn't see the video. I actually tried to look for it. All I kept getting was the reactions and shit like that. But, you know, looked like Bishop T.D. Jakes, you know, in an XXX video. Like, it was weird, you know. Like, It was crazy. Like, and he had another look at the camera. Like, I was like, yo, Nisi, he coming for your spot, son. He might be at the 80 year old Nisi. Y'all might be on the same flight together at the award show next, man.
My thing is, and then you said the young lady was who? It was his friend's daughter?
Allegedly, it was his wife's best friend's daughter.
Okay.
Now, she's
okay.
A grown woman. She's a grown woman.
Okay.
It's not like she a kid or anything like that. She a full-fledged grown woman. But it's just, you know, I'm with you, STL. Like, this shit been happening in the black church and everything like that. And I'm sure people knew about it in the church. You know, church people are the biggest gossipers ever. Like, ever. They don't know when to shut the fuck up, you know. They be smiling in your face and baptizing you and everything. As soon as they go into the parking lot, you just kind of this, that, and the third and everything like that. There's a couple church ladies I had to cuss the fuck out one time, you know, because they didn't know when to shut the fuck up.
It's not even the first lady. If you're going to do that bad deed, why fucking record it? You know what I'm saying? Why allow it to be, you know what I'm saying? You knew it was being done because you looking like you're trying to get, like you apply, like you auditioning for some shit. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, if you, why even do it? And you know this finna get back to the church. My thing is, there's already a black cloud in a sense over the you know, in the black community as well. You know what I'm saying? There's already a black cloud over it. So him putting, you know, doing this tape and putting all this out there, I mean, it's really not helping the stigma behind it. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
no, I don't.
I'm like, Money Mike say, don't be sorry, ho. Be careful. Y'all motherfuckers out here doing slop. That's so fucking sloppy. It's like still on aisle three. That's how fucking sloppy that shit is. If you gonna do your dirt, don't be sloppy about what the fuck you do. And technology is too much. It's too easy to see shit and find shit. It's too simple. You know what I'm saying? Then you got sleazy motherfuckers who will do shit just because they wanna make you look bad. You know what I'm saying? And his ass feeding into it. Nisi, do you think it's fucked up what happened with this?
Nah.
It's crazy.
He probably gonna boost him up, you know, because, you know, women, I seen a meme that said a woman be trying to be in this inbox. I heard about your tongue healing, you know, a woman need to be sanctified and everything like that. He in the video trying to send this your demo. Like, the fuck, man? Shit's crazy.
Crazy,
what you say? I said he trying to send you a demo, Nisi. He trying to get in.
Does that situation surprise you with any of this, Nisi? This nigga straight. He's the top of the
thing. He knew what he was doing. That ain't nothing new. He knew what he was doing. He looking right in the camera, so he knew they was recording. he went for them. I ain't gonna tell nobody. That's what he went for. I ain't gonna tell nobody. That girl ran with that shit and posted it up.
I wonder if he had Kirk Brunson playing in the background.
No, we ain't that. All you can hear wasn't no music playing. All she was doing was moaning her ass off.
Wow. Well, real quick, I'm gonna get into this other story. Thank you, Nisi. For this story, I really wasn't trying to get into this when I first heard it, but you brought it to my attention. There's another video circulating around, and it's some weird shit. Now, I ain't even gonna lie, I looked at like 2 seconds of it, and when I realized what was going on, I turned it off. I turned it off. I didn't really want to.
That's a homophobic. You're such a homophobic.
No, I'm not a homophobic. I don't want to see that.
Nah.
I, I just don't want to see it. Like, all right, also, okay. The video is about a whole bunch of niggas in a barbershop, right? Niggas getting edged up, niggas getting cuts, you know, edging up their beards and everything like that. You know how to, you know how the barbershops be, man. Instead, the barbers are over there naked as fuck, man. I mean, Adam and Eve naked. I mean, the nigga's dick was swinging. Like, the nigga was, like, straight edging the nigga up, and his dick was swinging, son. Now here's where it gets confusing, because after when I seen his dick swinging, I just was like, I can't watch no more. So when I went to work, I have a lot of homosexual coworkers. So I said, can y'all translate this for me for real, because I don't want to see this, but I do have to talk about it on my show, and I don't want to be talking about something I don't want to be talking about, but at the same time, I need to know what's going on. So they visually translated it for me, and what they said was, niggas were getting edged up, niggas was beating off underneath the little cover thing, you know, where you got the cover, you know, the little blanket thing that you put over yourself to catch the head. Niggas was beating off under it. And after that, niggas was giving head and everything like that. Like, it was weird. I heard about this video before Niecy sent me the shit, but I ain't really have any interest in it. But, yo, like, what the fuck, man? Like, I've been just sitting on tape, man. Like, what the fuck, man?
Okay, so this video, you can go, it's in Atlanta, and
of course,
for those who are interested in going and getting their hair cut and get their dick and can hold the barber's dick at the same time, nice looking, all the motherfuckers are nice, not gonna lie, nice looking young men, but that motherfucker slid up between dude legs, I said, well, goddamn, you know, but all of this for $80.
How the fuck you
doing the
party? Are you serious?
$80. Yep. The whole thing is $80. You pay. You get all of this for $80.
So it's
so
a clip and feel.
You get your dick sucked, hair cut, and jerk off the man who cutting your hair off for $80. That's a lot of goddamn nuts. Goddamn.
I love it.
And nobody see nothing wrong with that. That's why I cut my own hair.
Check it. Everything out here is a fucking gimmick. If you can corner in, if you can zero in on a gimmick, you know how many fucking people are gonna come from everywhere to go there? And
yo,
they just cut some badass hair on top
they
of that.
Fine,
they did too. Good. They cut fire ass hair. I saw the video. So I'm like, damn.
You could also get put up. You could request to be put on the website. All type of shit. Like that shit is it, all this shit. You get the round the world for $80. You ain't gotta do shit. You being catered to is what it really is. He's being catered to. The person in the chair is being catered to. He's laying there. He's sitting in a chair, relaxed. Stay fine as fuck is what I don't understand. That motherfuckers is fine.
They were some nice looking gentlemen.
Nice. Handsome as hell.
Ladies. So next time your man say I'm finna go get my lining touched up, you might want to go to the barber shop with him, cause you never the fuck know.
But you know what?
What's going on?
I don't even know if that's in the barber shop. It could be come to. I don't know. It could be just at some going to someone's house or something. Cause that's the only chair that I actually noticed. I didn't notice. It looked like just a room. You know what I mean? I don't know what's going on back in the room.
Most women, when they man say, "Hey, I'm going to get lined up," they all right, baby. I'll see you later. Da, 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 da. They don't go with their man to go. This is my thing. As long as he has his barber certification, he's good. You know what I'm saying? That's all he has to do. He don't. And then depending on where you go, if he's not in an actual facility, he might not even have to have that. But I tell you one thing, that he has plugged into a new motherfucking market. Let it be a motherfucking let the barbershop y'all be like that here and motherfuckers walking around naked. I saw the one with the chick, and this was an actual fucking barbershop, or it was a woman because it was multiple chairs, and she was cutting this dude her, and she was half, when I say bucky motherfucking naked, I don't know where this was at, but this was an actual barbershop.
Yeah.
I don't know about this young man, but this was an actual barber, a multi, it was like five, six chair, you know, about down both sides. And she was naked, and they was like, ladies, would you let your man go to this barbershop and get his hair cut?
And they
broke
the chick's neck. Just everybody want her. Everybody want her. She's jumping all up on their lap.
You be seeing a lot of females enrolling in Empire Beauty School, trying to get their man a home edge up, you know. But, you know, hey, like, to each his own. I'm not a homophobic, but I'm a heterosexual. I like what I like. I'm not going to – that's not my focus. But that to me, that's some fuckery. It's some weird shit.
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
You know
what? Let me
tell you like
this.
Isn't that called prostitution?
Hold up, you sound so far back. I don't know. You just sound like you're talking through a tissue tube.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Me?
Yes.
Do I still sound far back?
You need cussing.
No,
man.
She's sick,
yeah,
man.
Girl, I'm
probably
pepper
up. That probably pepper up a little bit.
She needs some cussing.
Man, send that motherfucking pastor over. Send the pastor over here so I can teach him what to do, and that'll pep me up a little bit. Shit.
Maybe he'll come suck the sickness up out of your ass. Come suck the sickness up out your motherfucking ass. I'll remove this demon from your spirit. I'm gonna tell you though, I went to it wasn't a barbershop, but it was this before they closed it down. I was mad as a motherfucker. But you could, like, here, I don't know about with y'all, but here, if you want to see a bucky naked, like, strip club type vibe, you gotta go over to the east side, which is fucked up because niggas don't always want to go to the east side to see all that. But it was this bar here that they closed down, and in it, that motherfucker used to be packed. That's probably why they got closed down, because it was doing too many numbers, and niggas got their hate. But when you walked in that motherfucker, it was a straight strip club. Like, they had two poles off to the side, and the rest, it was a really small little hole in the wall, and it was a bar. That motherfucker used to be packed to the brim. I mean, it's a gimmick. It's a gimmick, and if people did that, anywhere you put that, unless you go to, like, I want to say a Bible banned state, which they would never let that happen because they got rules and regulations on how you fuck. So, you know, you go to some places where certain positions are against the law. Y'all don't believe me? Look it up. But anyway, if you go certain places, that's a marketable thing. You know what I'm saying? I see there being an open market for it. No bullshit. There's an open market for shit like this. I thought it was super fucking dope. I'm like, what the fuck? Are you serious? Like, that's what's going on right now? Bravissimo. I ain't even mad at them for tapping into that. You know what I'm saying? And I bet you they going to make hella fucking money. Hella money. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, I ain't mad. I'll knock the next motherfucker's hustle, whether it's in, it don't matter. Long as you ain't fucking with me or fucking up nothing I got going on, do your thing. That's all I'm going to say. But ladies, you might want to learn how to pick up some motherfucking clippers, because, hey, you never know what's going on in these motherfuckers. But I'm telling you, you might want to take a couple, you know, they got some little cheap wall clippers at Walgreens or Walmart. Go get you some walls and sit there and maybe practice a little bit. So next time, babe, say, hey, babe, I'm finna go and get a touch-up.
No,
you don't
ain't.
Know what the fuck getting touched up. You hear me? So you better learn how to motherfucking put a little edging around your man, edging the lining. You feel me? Because, what they get in these barbershops and these beauty shops, you don't never know. You feel me? So just stay woke, ladies. Stay woke, because it's rough out there. But anyway, we going to real quick jump into a real quick break, and we going to come back and get into that hot seat. whoo, so much going on. I'm gonna pray real quick. I'm gonna pray for the pastor and pray for this woman situation. Woo. Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, hit the one and we got you. Okay. Interesting. This I usually don't fuck with the whole Kardashian thing. Now Kanye and all that crap. Not a big fan. I haven't fucked with him since his freshman album. So, but anyway, this was interesting to me. Okay, recently he did an interview. Him and Kim did an E interview. I'm sorry, y'all. I got tie tongued. But he put out there that he felt like in his journey where he is now, that Kim was being too sexy. So Kim kind of got pissed off in the interview, like, how do you all of a sudden feel like me being sexy is too much for you? Like, even if you're in a certain journey in your life, I'm not at that point. And now all of a sudden you have a problem with me showing my breasts. You have a problem with me dressing in, you know, the way that I dress. Now all of a sudden it's a problem. And she was basically like, well, I'm not with you where you're at in your journey. I'm not there. But how do you go from marrying a person who got on from a fucking porn tape? Now you in a different. Now you want to be damn near Pastor Kanye, and now you don't want her dress. If you notice in the pictures, Kim is Kim, and you notice Kanye looking like he just got off work. I don't know what that's about. I don't know what's in this man's head. I don't know what's going on with him. But when you transition in your life, if you start out one thing and then you end up somewhere else, what is the obligation of that person and their role as being your husband or your wife in this transition that y'all aren't on the same page? What do you see? Because I look at them and be like, they don't even look like they belong together anymore. It's like he's somewhere else and she's still being Kim K. This is how you built your empire. So What do you tell your other half when all of a sudden they don't like what you're doing? Anybody? 904. Well, I see you. I'm finna come get you off the line.
He knew what he was, who he was marrying and who he was, you know, fucking with. She was doing all this before. This is my thing. Do the same thing you did to get me to keep me. And she got his attention being that way. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you wanted her to change. You can't. I wouldn't change either. It's been this long. It ain't like she just started getting this way. And he had an issue with
it. Y'all four kids in?
Yeah, he should have said this. She should have said this from day one when they decided to make it official. I'm going to need you to put on a little more clothes. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You wait till all this time, 2-3 babies later, whatever the fuck, however many babies they got, you wait till all of this? Man, please, nigga, die. Bye. I'd be like, okay, bye. She going to walk. She going to step off on him. It's over. But she's already going to leave.
You should have seen this. If anybody out there can find this interview, when I say, when she said that to him in the interview, like, I'm not there with you. If you're at a particular point on your journey, I'm not there. When I say he was clutch my pearls, like devastated, he just got up like, oh my God. Like, I mean, it was like he was crushed. I mean, absolutely.
They must have been
crushed.
Having these conversations, though. You know what I'm saying? Might have had this conversation that same day or, you know, a couple of days before. So he's starting to feel what other people saying. That's what it is. Now he want to live by what they saying instead of living, you know what I mean? Things the way it been. Now he's starting to feel it, though. Mm-hmm. It's too late.
Hold on. Let me get this line real quick. 904. So let me get your opinion on if you start out one way in a relationship, now all of a sudden Kanye is, you know, getting more into the whole churchy side and, you know, doing these church vigils and all this, and now he wants Kim to tone it back and cover up. But this is what you started. This is how you met me. What's your feeling on that? 904, you with us? No? 904, you there? Okay. 904, I don't know, boo. But if you press that by mistake, you can push the one and it'll take that back. Webstar.
Yo.
If you start out one way, like, okay, you do your music thing, if you start out one way and then you transition into something else, how do you feel about him being offended? When he said I want you to cover up, but what you married was this scantily clad woman who is a sex symbol. What do you think about that?
I think that's kind of fucked up because, like, I mean, people change all the time, and that's like if me and you was an item, right? And we've been going out for a while, and all of a sudden you've been cooking this elaborate dinner and everything like that. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I say I want to become a vegan. Nobody's a vegan around here. We don't do that shit. We eat beef, hamburgers. We eat, you know, ballpark hot dogs, you know, this, that, and third. And because I want to change my lifestyle, that doesn't mean that I have to force it upon the people around me. That's kind of fucked up because it's no different than people pushing religion or people pushing, you know, different ideas on somebody. If you want to change your life, that's cool. But at the time when he married her and at the time when they was fucking around, he wasn't at that stage. She is still into who she was, and he was promoting the shit. You know, even he, you know,
right.
the videos that he was doing, you know, were taboo. And this is the reason why I'm not really a Kanye fan, because he's not consistent in who he is. I don't know if he's like that in his personal life, because people in entertainment do put on a facade for the public to get people to talk about him. So I don't know if this is actually what he's actually thinking behind closed doors, or he's just trying to get people to trend him and everything like that. But you cannot be a pimp and all your women are hoes, and then all of a sudden you decide that you don't want to pimp no more.
Wipe your hoe.
Yeah, then you want to wipe your hoes. Meanwhile, you picked up your hoes when they was like 17 and 18 on the block. All they know is how to be hoes. You can't tell them to change who they are. Kim, let's put it out on the table. Kim got her fame from fucking.
Facts.
Kim got her fame
Facts.
From fucking. You cannot say, I don't want you to disrupt everything that you, what are you supposed to do? Now you're supposed to be like a pastor mason. She's supposed to be the first lady. We already know what happens in church from the where they do that at. So you can't really say that, oh, I want you to cover up just because I'm sanctified now. That's fucked up. You can't
and
do that now.
He was so fucking pissed, and he was so fucking hurt that she was like, oh, well, I mean, I think it depended upon the relationship. I think people gradually evolve. Every relationship I've ever been in, even now, you know what I'm saying? Every relationship I've ever been in, I don't eat red meat and pork. For some reason, they transition with me. I don't know what that's about. I don't know what that's about. One, it's fucking healthier. And two, if you're going to cook for me, you're not going to make, I mean, it don't make no sense to open a whole pack of beef knowing I'm not going to fucking eat it. So I guess they're, you know, I guess it's conforming to me in a sense that, okay, well, that's like, well, you was talking about the vegan thing. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm not going to be no vegan for you, but we could go to a vegan restaurant and I'll try it with you. I'll try any fucking thing one time. And I do mean anything. I'll try any fucking thing one time. But my thing is, you can't get mad when a person doesn't want to conform to what you have changed into. And if you can't deal with that, then fucking let it go. Do you see this being a roadblock in their marriage where she would walk away if he tried to change her like that? Niecy, what you think?
I would never. Can you hear me? I would.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would never be trying to be changed. I don't know. It just shut me off, though. But I'm back. I don't know. However you met me, that's how we gonna stay together. But this right here could be the interruption in their marriage, because you know Kim get with these niggas, get with the black boys, your black men. You know what I mean? They don't get their way or whatever, and then they want a divorce. You know what I'm saying? Because she gonna stay grounded. That's her moneymaker. You know?
Right, I'm waiting to see how all of this is gonna end up playing out. You know what I'm saying? Like, is he going to continue to push this? Because if he continue to push it, I wonder if that's gonna push her away. Like, I'm all, cause she don't fucking need him. She don't fucking need him. You know what I'm saying? The Kanye that she married is not the Kanye he is now. All this, you know. Nothing wrong with, you know, spiritual and growth and all that, but, you know, the church summits and all that, he's holding at different places, and Kanye done got weird to me. I don't know about nobody else. I don't know how nobody else feel about the nigga, but he's gotten
weird. That nigga's X-Files, man. That nigga's X-Files. He's weird as fuck, man. Oh, every time I see Kanye, I be like, Scully. Scully?
Not Scully. But I mean, I don't know. I just oh shit, they down there bossing. It sounds like they down there pays. They're clowning. But anyway, I don't know. Let's just we gonna keep our ears to the street on that, because I can't wait to see how this plays out. That's crazy, and the tension. I wish I could see the interview, but the tension was so fucking real. When I say he was like, when she said what she said about, you helped me, you love my sexy, you're the one who helped get me to this point, you know what I'm saying, and now you want me to turn that off? She was like, I'm not doing that. So I just can't wait to see, like, how far, you know what I'm saying, how far is this going to go before it, you know, fucks up their shit, or if it does. So, but anyway, we gonna keep it pushing, man, because you know what it is, man. We got to get into them honey dip thoughts. Everybody want to know what honey dip is thinking. So, did you gargle or anything? You cool over there? Did you clear your throat? You take some Tussin? You good?
Well, I'm alive. Tired. I'm alive. I'm dying.
Keep it alive, guys. She's alive. Well, what's been going on in your world? Like, what's popping? What's the thoughts? What you thinking?
Honey did that. Ain't much going on other than trying to get better so I can make this damn trip.
Right.
Yeah, trying to make it get better so I can make this trip. That's about it. I'm fucked up, man. I'm fucked up. I don't know what's going on. Every year. But anyway, I don't know, just trying to get my mind wrapped around, you know, this long trip and get myself there and see my fans. And already booked my makeup and hair appointments and stuff. I did all of that. So everything is all booked and ready for Friday and Saturday. So I don't know. I'm just excited.
Is it just you and your manager going or?
No. Yeah, he'll be here. He live in Jersey, so.
Oh,
he live
okay,
in Jersey.
Okay.
But not near the, Jersey is a very large area. He doesn't live, like, right there. So it's about an hour or two from where he lives at in Jersey. So, but he'll be there. But I'm going. I'm looking forward to it. I got a few things set up, lined up to do. It's just working out my schedule, especially now being sick, you know. But
you got shoes set up for it?
Yeah. Yep. Sure do. I planned it on going a couple days early, but man, with this sickness, I'm just keep trying to doctor on me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that it don't nothing. Already being, you know, my back and everything, the situations with my back and all of that. Going through all of that and then catching this, whatever the fuck it is, a cold, allergies. I don't know what is going on. My stomach, everything. It hit me at one time. But I've been wanting to get up and go to the store and get some more medicine.
Why don't you get some detox tea?
I had some. I need some more. So tomorrow while I'm out in the morning, I'm, you know, stop and do, take care of some stuff before I, you know, go do my
You said you only have no, you got to flush your system, man, cranberry juice, detox tea, and OJ. And you, man, ask any doctor, man. Sleep is so important. Your ass don't sleep, bro. If you sleep
I've been asleep since 7 o'clock. 6 o'clock yesterday. That's all I've been doing. That's all I did was sleep. That's all I've been doing. I slept since about 6 o'clock yesterday. I woke up, went to the bathroom a couple times, and looked online for a minute, and went right back to sleep. I didn't do nothing this weekend, really, real talk, that I was supposed to do, because that's all I've been doing is sleeping.
So this most recent voting binge, is this for what you're going to? Is this
that's
this for
Vegas. That's for Vegas.
Okay.
That's for January. So this is the, you know, the normal pre-nomination.
Right.
And, yeah. So that's for Vegas. Once the pre-nominations is over, then it winds out to the, you know, the nominations, and then you vote again. I've just been so exhausted. I haven't even been promoting. I haven't even been, to be quite honest, I haven't really been on Facebook or so, no social media today. None. I went on and, you know, shared what we're doing, you know, as far as the show. But if anybody you notice, I haven't put it up on no other social media. I haven't even been messing with the phone today, period. I didn't do none of this stuff the whole weekend that I was supposed to do just because I wasn't feeling good. So I don't know. One day at a time, God knows my heart. I just got to get this trip out the way and, you know, be good. Everything will be good, you know.
I hope you feel better.
I do too.
You sound like you on your last leg over there.
Well, I'm the worst patient, okay? I'm my worst patient. Seriously, it's crazy. Never fails. Like I don't get it.
Every year you've been sick around the same time.
I've been doing every single thing this time to make sure that I wasn't going to get sick. And it happened.
and it still happened. I mean, I've been adamant on making sure I didn't get sick. And I don't know.
Girl, you better call up Pastor Wilson, tell him come slide.
Okay.
You know? Get you right.
I'm
going to
go
right.
Soak in a
That's the head doctor. He's the head doctor. The head
he
pastor.
Take
you
a
know?
Hot shower and get back in the bed. That's about it. So I got to get up in the morning and go to this damn clinic with my friend so he can, you know, do his weight loss stuff. So go to that bullshit
mm-hmm.
in the morning.
Did you pick him out some clothes?
No, he'd probably be wearing his favorite shirt. I don't know.
He bet not. He bet not. He bet not wear that motherfucker. He bet not wear that motherfucker T-shirt. Don't let me see that motherfucker T-shirt. I mean that. Matter of fact, ooh, I was just at Walmart. I forgot to see if they had some. What that nigga wear, a 5'6X? I forgot to see if they had some 5'6X
tees. I don't even know.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. Matter of fact, shit, I'm gonna go to the flea market. They got different colors. Cause I ain't, man. That white T shit. We gonna get a red one, a black one, a blue one, maybe some green. You know, ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time
okay.
for that.
I don't have no idea. All I know is, you know, he gotta go to this thing, and they're giving him a one-on-one. You know, I had to talk for that versus him being in a group. You know, he's getting, excuse me, y'all, but just because I'm on here don't mean I ain't going to blow my goddamn nose. This motherfucker shit is driving me crazy. But he, when we
the
went to the last
nigga,
appointment.
We don't want to hear that shit.
Man, fuck all that. then y'all going to be stay on mute then, the fuck? I had to speak, you know, sometimes people don't know how to speak up, you know, and it doesn't make a difference. You know, he has a little problem hearing from time to time. So they had put him in a group setting and a lady, and we standing in the hall right there, right like 10, not even 10 inches from where the class is going on at. He don't even hear the lady talking. And so I'm talking to the receptionist. I'm telling her, you got to talk up when you're talking to him because he can't hear. He has a tendency to pretend that he hears. So he'll just nod his head.
But you know what, though? That's something that you don't have to really drill into him because when he goes to this shit and they're telling him all the stuff he has to do.
No, I got it set up now where he's having a one-on-one in just a room. You know what I'm saying? He will not be part of the group. You know, like they teach a group
but
class.
But he be
one-on-one
with you pretending like he understands what you're saying and he doesn't.
Oh,
so
I yell at him.
You
so
think
don't make him
get in front of them.
No, he's going to be in
a
class.
Horn.
It's not even. He's not going to be in a class. The lady, it's already documented now because, see, he didn't tell them that he can't hear. He didn't tell them that he can't hear. But I told him that he can't hear. So now they're booking his appointment so that it's just him and the woman, and she's going to know that he can't hear. You know what I'm
He's
saying?
He hear what he want to hear.
No, he really he makes you think he can hear. He can hear with that earpiece. He has to have the earpiece in his ears, you know, like on the phone or the phone right up to his ear with a speaker up to his ear. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't know. But hopefully everything goes okay. He can have his surgery soon because he needs it. You know, the weight loss surgery is an important thing, especially for his health. You know what I mean? Because they already told him he's going to die if he doesn't have it. So, you know what I mean? And me being, he is still my friend no matter what. So at the end of the day, you know, and I love him dearly. You know, get on my goddamn nerves sometimes. Still, you know, I don't want to see nothing
happen
to him.
I know, this is my thing. I know you be trying to be there for him and shit and be trying to help him out and make sure he understand and get this shit, but with he got a bae. If this shit's a lifestyle change, so if his bae not backing him,
well, see, that's the problem. He already, listen, she big too. Like, for real.
That's what I'm
like,
saying. She can't
bit.
Be around
so,
her.
I don't know. We've been
talking. And cooking like that.
Yeah. We've been talking a lot about it.
And he said he done made it real clear, and I guess his family, like mother and all of them, talking about it too, like, that's going to have to be dead, you know, unfortunately, because she got excuses for why she can't go get her surgery too. So, you know what I mean? He see, like, he going to have to walk away. What, you know, his thing is, once this surgery go on, he don't need to do that before that. They ain't together, but we all call the girl bae. You know, it's just a sad situation. It's on him. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be on him. At the end of the day, ultimately, the choices that he make will be on him. You know, he's a grown man. I just go as support. You know what I mean? As support. And I know what to say to the peoples. You know what I'm saying? He don't, you know, he say what he can say. He's tight to sit back and listen to what they say. You know what I mean? But, you know, ask the questions that he need to ask. I ask everything because I know the stuff that he be asking me. So I use those questions. You know what I'm saying? I save the questions in my phone and then I ask the people. I don't know. You know I'm everybody's mama. Shit. Okay. I'm everybody's mama at the end of the day. And when it comes to the medical, you know what I mean? I'm on top of it. I don't even give a fuck. He got the surgeon for this procedure seems he came in and met with us before, so he seems like a good surgeon. You know, he's only ever had one complication out of many, many, many years of doing it. So we shall see. You know, no, that's down the line. It could be 6 months from now, but he's the one that went and found the people and did everything. You know what I mean? He did the footwork. I'm just there as support and to, you know, help. But what he don't remember to ask, I do. You know? Oh, I don't know. Hey, it's his life. I would still be there as support. You know what I mean? Now, what
I
he
feel
do
you,
after
but what
that
the fuck is
what
this girl? What does she do? I'm like the girl in the commercial. What does the girlfriend do?
Shit.
Feed
get
him?
On his nerves.
That's it?
Get on his nerves. I don't know what she do. I don't know what the fuck, how they relationship. You know what I'm saying? I don't get it. They not together, but they always together. You understand what I'm saying? Like, the shit makes no sense to me, but that's his relationship. That's his, you know, whatever status. Because when I be like, I'm your girlfriend this, he be like, that ain't my goddamn girlfriend. But then
that's
soon as she called, he on his way. Yeah,
that's
but
my
soon as she called, he on his way. Soon as she called, he on his way. So I don't know. I don't understand it, and I don't get involved in it. It ain't my damn business, because I ain't fucking nan one of them. I would never. Mm-mm. I need to breathe. That'll kill me. So,
oh, my goodness.
But anyway, I'm just trying to get better and get
I'm telling you, man, you better go make you a toddy, man. Sweat that shit out. Make you a toddy and just sweat it out. You know what I'm saying? Get some honey, little lemon. Go get you a shot of Jack. Yeah, go get you a shot of Jack.
I don't even
want to
go out.
Let me get out of the room.
That's the whole
904. Let me see, 904.
Oh,
do you have a question?
No. I'm just saying, what's up?
Oh, okay.
What's up, yo?
How you doing today? Have you enjoyed your evening?
Yeah, I enjoy my evening. I'm just watching football, having fun.
Who you watch?
The Philadelphia Dallas game.
Who you going for?
Philly.
I was finna say, don't make me have to disconnect you now, no po. Don't make me have to disconnect you. It's all good though, you know what?
Yeah.
Hey, you one of the diehards, man. We appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Without folks like you, there is no us. So we appreciate you taking the time to, you know, get with us, chime in with us, listen. You know what I'm saying? So we appreciate that. You go ahead. We finna get up out of here in a hot second and We won't be here next Sunday. Oh, people, we won't be here next Sunday. I have something to tend to, and Niecy will be out of town. And I have something to do, so we'll see y'all the following week. And we'll keep y'all posted, man, because we gonna put it out there. You know, we tweet. You know, we stay very active on social media and all that. But we appreciate you for chiming in. 904. Enjoy your game. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for listening. And y'all go ahead and drop y'all handles. Let them know how to get in touch with y'all.
Niecy Honey Dip on everything. Wherever you see the show at, that's where you click at. That says, it says at Niecy Honey Dip. That's my Twitter right there. So Niecy Honey Dip on Facebook. Niecy Honey Dip on Instagram. Please, anything that is under, got an underscore or whatever, that underscore sign, those are not me. Don't send them nothing. Don't contact them, because you will not be contacting me. I have no idea who that is. It's a fraud. But Niecy Honey Dip on everything. My manager is Ralph_Terry. That's the only time you're going to see underscores in his email. Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com. I am very bookable for, you know, shoots, videos, interviews, you know, photo shoots, magazine shoots, you know, music videos, anything and everything. Just trying to kick this cold. I will be in New Jersey, Edison, New Jersey, this coming weekend, the 25th through the 27th. So come to the convention center and pop by Clips for Sale booth. Stop by and see me. Come and get a picture. And some of anything and everything that's out, you know what I mean? And stop by, come and see me. And yes, those signed photo autograph pictures do have to be paid for. You know, I have had a few people inboxing and DMs and emails talking about, can I get a picture? Like, I'm just going to just give you one. I have to pay for them, and so do you. Okay?
Well,
Thank you.
It's your boy, Rap Star. You can hit me up on Facebook, Rap Store, Camera Cortez, Part 1 and Part 2. I got two Facebooks, so if you're on my first one, hit up my second one. I'm on my second one a little bit more, but I'm about to switch back, you know, so I can regulate both of them. You can also hit me up on Twitter. If you got a Twitter, it's Rapstar412. You know what it is. You could also hit me up on YouTube, Rapstar412. Friday I just got my new car, so after that, yeah.
Yay!
Congratulations. I've been stunting. Thank you.
That's what's up. All right.
Yeah, so I'm rolling. So after that, I'm going to be working on some new music featuring STL. You know what it is. You know I got some other features. So, you know, stay tuned, man. It is what it is. You're going to hear new features from all of us and new hard stories. And we'll see y'all not next week, but the following week. I actually got something to do next Sunday. So it's all what's up.
That way. We won't see y'all next Sunday. The following Sunday, we are here for your entertainment pleasure. We out of here. Rap Star, holla. Let's get it.
Holla.
Hurricane Cam, these new niggas, they fucking with my rhymes, pussy niggas.
Talk No Filter. We out.